real Anne Connelly. Yeah. Came to everybody wonder if maybe it was
maybe I had to tell her. No. Maybe I told her and she came here. Yes. She was very happy to come and all that. Mm-hmm. I made her wear a sari. Of course, she had Babu Dash and all that. And mm-hmm. First girl, so we were very happy to see a Western girl. And so I made her wear one of my best saris.
What did everyone think when the real Anne Connelly came?
They knew that she was real and they welcomed her warmly. Yeah, warm welcome we gave her. And we talked to her and so on.
Aaron said that when he heard that saw Anne and Sarab coming in the door, he thought that it was a girl also.
Yeah.
So he got up, he saw that Babu had his chest there. So he got up and to block the door, but he couldn't push her out or anything. That also wouldn't be nice. So he just stands there in her way like that, and he's talking to her, and she says, I'm Anne Connelly. He turns and he looks at Baba, and Baba's saying, yes, let her come in. And Baba just goes like that. And then Eric looks back at her, and all of a sudden he sees through the disguise, because Baba had just given him that sign by winking once like that.
Baba did tell
yes.
So, but he also realized that Baba wanted
the game to go on. Yeah.
And he said that he watched as she came in. Everybody was so hypnotized by that spell and that playfulness of Bob. He said, they didn't see her. They were just dazzled, you know? Oh, so good to meet you. Narayan, you know, spoke so beautifully and eloquently.
Yes, Narayan, right? Yeah, Mehdi and Narayan both talk so politely and so nicely.
It's amazing that Sarab can keep a straight face through it.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. He's a real actor. They're good actors.
Did Eric say how the story came out?
Who recognized Sarab? Or did Baba give up?
Baba,
no. Eraj, but then after Guy and my family came, they did not know. Then did Baba tell them? Or
I think he must have.
I don't know how it all came out that I don't know. I was not there. Money would know, Baba would know.
You know that story about the perfect master?
Not nice at all. We powered in ourselves. It was summertime and all, greasy and all the. It's too funny.
That's why it was a serious joke.
I was hurrying to put on a nice skirt and all that. Money says, don't change that mind. She's very simple and nice girl. Let me wear a nice new skirt and blouse. It's too funny because you. I'm looking in that mirror. You see you are okay. It's too funny because she also left all her washing bubbles. Things to watch, and then she had to come to see Anne Connelly.
Did you ever hear about that time that Desmond came?
Sorry, Desmond. What happened to Dr. Deshmukh in the very beginning? He knows about Baba, and he's following Baba. Mr. Baba. So, and he's learning, so he's intelligent here, you know. So, when he goes home, then he thinks, you know, his mind is very tricky. So, he just started thinking that Mir Baba is his rest in Sadhguru, you know. Tease a joke with him. Every time when we went there in the end of March and then comes April. A few days before month of April starts, you know, we used to be there, settled down 8 days before that. And then the 1st of April comes, that is, what do you call it, Fools? April Fools.
Yes.
So Baba must have it. When Dr. Deshmukh, he wanted me Dr. Deshmukh April Fool every day, every year, you know. But Dr. Deshmukh was very
gullible.
I can't tell you what he was. He never wanted to be, what did he call it? Have his leg pulled and feel embarrassed or
humiliated. In the United States, we call it uptight.
Yes, like that. So it was like that. But Baba wanted him to. We made full April Fool, so Baba told us, so we're in a full basket, you know, like a mango basket or fresh figs, and probably get many. So we like this, put a lot of paper bundles in the side and a few stones and all that. and then cover it up with green leaves and all that, tie the basket very nicely. And Gave took him, Baba, this fresh fruit comes from Gaima's place. And she sent it, you know. So Baba said, told this, you open it. You see, now open it. And if anything comes on, you take some of it first, then give it to us also. Yeah, it's such a way that this look, but first he did not know. First he really thought it was real, so he quickly opened the thing and took out the paper and paper and paper. And then when stones came out, Then he knew. He's been a fool of him. Yeah, I was watching him with a very impish smile. And all, yeah. So then he just very, he didn't want to be, how do you say, feel embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are things in that is not useful, Baba. I just put them by, yes, and so on. And so he didn't want to be laughed at, you know, but Manli did want to laugh, and he did laugh a little. But, yeah. But he was very, every year Baba did, every year he acted like this. But yeah. Baba liked to fool with him, you know.
Once mm-hmm. I read the third was playing cards with his boys, and the fourth was watching them rub noses on the floor.
Oh, very naughty, yes, something. Baba would see that the opposite party did lose. So then the cards were given out, you know, there were some, very few, so eight of them. So Laris, at least they had four cards, you know. Then two more came in the doorway, like from Pune and Pune, they do come. So two. Oh, Baba said, fine, sit down and join the card party, you know, the group. So they sat down. So in the end, they had to play with only two cards in their hand, you know, two cards. Then Baba would say, who's got the joker? After the cards are given out, you know. Baba said, who's got the joker? So one who had joker, Baba said, give it to me. So I would take the joker. And who's got the ace? That ace. So both the, and Baba saw that the opposite party must lose. And not to Baba. So then, when the game was over and the opposite party lost the game, Baba said, now rub your nose, but it was good, it was a lovely carpet, you know, thick rug.
Well, they said and they used to want to rub noses at his feet, it was like a privilege.
So they took it nicely, but they said that it had some reason for it, you know.
Was it only men that had to rub their noses and not women? Not
women, we didn't play. No, we don't miss with men that time. Women separate.
Did Baba ever play cards with you?
Only maybe once when we were in similar time. There was no work in the afternoon, once or twice Baba played cards. But not seriously, I don't remember. That time only. Like not commonly like that. Only went to the Mandali. Yeah, you have to walk back and forth, come, is the food ready? If it's not ready, Baba said, I'm hungry. He tells Naja to hurry up. So, how long will it take? I said, Naja would say, it's 20 minutes only, 20 minutes. Rice is done and steaming, you know. So Baba would go back. Baba said, all right, come. I'll come afterwards. So Baba would come by 10 minutes. And then poor Naja should be, hurry, hurry, hurry. And then I would talk to Baba a little, sort of take
his mind off.
Time. No, take more time to get the rice cooked, you know. And then so on, do everything slowly. Baba was in hand slowly. Anyway, Naja was ready by that time.
So did you say in the later years, Baba didn't have chilies in his
food? Very later, the last 2-3 years, he didn't take. No, but in the chutney, he did garlic, a tiny bit of green hot chili, tiny bit.
For the early days?
Because plain dal and no taste, like this is bland. We don't like it. We like a little bit hot on the tongue.
Early times, you would always have
chili. Always chili, yeah. Garlic was very important. He liked garlic very much. Garlic chutney, fresh. Always on the stone, made fresh. Coriander leaves. Coriander is very good. They say coriander is so good that it's plants. Coriander plants, you know. It's roots. And even the stems and even the leaves. But the roots. If one has by mistake, they want to tell you how good it is. If one has by mistake drunk, you know, in medicine, a little bit of iodine is so strong, it can burn inside. But at once, if you grind this goatmeal with roots and everything, and it's juice, the person drinks, it takes away that burn, it soothes, and it heals. It's very cooling.
Can I tell about that? There's more.
Yeah.
He's also this buck, the basket of stone and paper. Mm-hmm.
You came cycling today?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you come on motorbike?
Maybe.
Every time you cycle?
A lot of Indians are jogging now.
Movie picture in Nasik somewhere before. Very beautiful picture. Indian pictures used to be. Such lovely Indian pictures nowadays, they're also gone mad, you know. Hollywoodized, what do you say? American don't like it. Vishwamitra was fine, and there are many others. Mirabai, there was Sansaku, there was Gorakumar, all these great lovers of God, their films were made very beautiful. The Baba also, we saw him. Sarastakis, we saw two of them, two same pictures, very beautiful. And Miraz and also. But it's a talk we can't explain. You have to see it to believe it. Mirabai's story is so beautiful that one company did it, and after a year or two, another company knew picture as Mirabai was very beautiful, they say. And that we didn't see. We didn't see that. We saw the Mohammedan girl, the part of Mira. We said, okay.
I write.
Last time I was here, just before I left, I said I always wanted to tape little things about Baba around the house, like he liked to have the dog on his bed and how he shaved and things like that. And you said, why do you ask me just when you're leaving? So I thought, well, now there's another reason to come back. So I didn't know that I was going to be back so soon, but Baba made it possible.
I've been working with a partner, so I'd like to get little stories. If you'd like to talk about things like that, about just Baba around, little things about Baba around with animals, maybe. See, Baba wrote a story, and she asked for stories of animals, and that's one thing she wants, but
Maybe animals and birds, because that's what Phil is. Well, just how Baba is. So, you know, depends on the job. Boss is Boss. Oh, you only have to go whole day, just any little things about Baba. Maybe animals and birds, because that's what Phil is. Well, yeah, they do. Paris did take it down. I'm going to copy this tape. I didn't hear that part. Somebody's taken down. Yeah, you don't need to tell any of those stories again, because he said you got the thing, you got the story, and you take it down. Tell us, you'll make me a copy. Let's see then what else. Well, how do we have, used to have Mastani. Mastani, Mastani. Yes, Mastani. Yes, Mastani, this is Mastani. Mastani comes last, because Chihuahua is the former Mastani. So, after the film is completed, they'll just buy it and distribute it, and make it beyond that. But it was written as a book. Many Baba lovers, and maybe in his books or something.
Actually, most of the...
You know, in that where Baba's embracing the little lamb, under the session written that I love little, I love animals. They're part of my creation or something, but I love little children more. But they are my playmates, universal something.
I don't think, unless it was just Baba working on them, you know, through the subtle planet.
This, Baba's books are really out, and followers and here and there, and they're talking about Baba and so on. God in human form, and it goes on to the ears of the filmmakers, and so they get this good, beautiful. Idea of making a film of it. I thought like that, that from Baba's teaching, you know, words, they must have.
Well, actually, the,
all of a sudden, how can they have an idea? Of, even Jesus Christ, they don't take him as, what do you call it, Son of God, they say. And the Mormons, even their own prophet, they say, as a messenger. Well, so, but this says they're convinced now. To actually make a picture to say the man, God in human form was walking on earth and how he talks with his boy. And so it's very lovely. If you hear every word, but the person who acts as God talks a little bit fast for me.
Well, he's, you know, he's a very famous, very funny too. American humor is very.
But you see, nowadays it's more acceptable for people to think of God being on earth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're accepting it. Since Baba's books and teachings and Baba Lava is talking, it has gone to the ears of certain these important people, and they've got the
I think also the theory of the 60s when, guys did.
Yeah, film on that, and it has become very famous, this picture. I hope it must be. But Bombay did not run because, Bombay people want entertainment. Entertainment after all the work and heat. Now we'll tell Esther the story of my son. Yeah, Baba had to go to the Himalayas for the one mass that was in Himalaya that he had not contacted, so he was there somewhere, the name I don't know, the place anyway. He came to a village where there was a tiny little puppy dog, and Baba petted it. Baba loved animals, so he petted the puppy, and then he started walking up the hill to go to the must, And this puppy was following Baba all the time, so Baba liked it very much. And so when there was a narrow path, this precipice deep, and here the mountain wall, which you couldn't go any further this way, nor this way, just one or two people can walk very carefully. Then the puppy did not realize the danger. He was playing at Baba's feet as Baba was walking. And anyway, he was jumping around. So he's on the edge, it slipped. And as it slipped, then he would have gone down the cliff. But the puppy was a female puppy. And so she caught onto the rock with her claws so tight and sort of crying for help. Baba rushed quickly to and picked her up and saved her. And so I said, oh, very brave dog this is. And I told the Mandi that when we go to this place again, village, we'll ask the person to give it to us. And so when Baba returned from the Maswar, they asked the person, shepherd, who he was, and he gave the puppy to Baba. And so Baba brought it, and so it was brought to Ahmednagar. When this house was being built, we were at Pop's house there, and Baba brought the puppy to show it to us. Baba gave it to Kaka Barya to keep the dog there. Now what happened was that she became a Mehrabad, and she stayed with Kaka on the Mandi side, And then when we went to Satara, we were there for 3 years. All these 3 years, she did not know us. Anyway, then when she did have puppies, So Mastan was born with a very good litter, maybe 4 male dogs and 1 female or something like that. Very good litter. But then one was exactly like the mother, black and brown, yellow eyes with brown, spots on the eyes, look at 4 eyes. Very beautiful brown, little bit on the leg, like as if wearing stockings and socks, and little spots on the paws, white spots. She looked very lovely with a coat, very thick, like a husky, like snow dog, but she was jet black, and very thick and lovely coat. Now, what happened was this year, Mastan was born, so when we were here, I was to pet Mastan and so on. Sometimes give a little biscuit or something to eat and all this. And later on, Mastan grew up to be. And Peter was very intelligent and very loving dog. He took to Mastan and played with Mastan. But Peter was very short, and then Mastan was 3 months, was okay. Then 4 months, okay. 5 and 6 months. Mastan started to grow up higher, taller and taller. So when he was 1 year old, Mastan was quite tall, and Peter stayed short. So Peter could understand. He would look up at Mastan and say, where are you? But Mastan still being puppy, young, he wanted to play with Peter. So at one point, Peter would fall down because Mastan has so much strength. So Peter, of course, didn't understand why Mastan was being so rough. But Mastan was not rough. He was just playful, but his big paw had strength in it. So Peter would fall on the stone floor and hurt himself, So Peter was very intelligent. As soon as Mastan came to play with him, Peter quickly came to the doormat and he lay down on the doormat and said, now play with me. Means it won't hurt him. It's nice and soft there. So Mastan would play with him on the doormat. Peter was very intelligent dog. And so he took to Mastan I mean, the very loving master. Now, my son grew up in them. We used to go to Guru Prasad and all that. But when Baba, what year it was, 1959. Yeah, 1959. From 1959, Baba used to ask me, when we were at Baba's room, you know, before eating, Baba asked me if my son's food was ready. I said, yes. Baba said, you know, bring my son to his room. Baba was seated on his bed. So when I went to Sri Mastan, because he was always tied with a long rope, because he was very strong and had a very thick, nice, strong rope, and then he couldn't go around. And he was not supposed to mix with other village dogs. Baba didn't want that way. So, but in the afternoon, he was free, because in the afternoon, he didn't want to go in the sun anywhere. He would lie down in the middle of the room. And then Baba would come, and if he was sleeping in Baba's way, Baba didn't want him to be disturbed. Baba said, let him sleep. And Baba would go around him, you know, and though Baba's leg was so uncomfortable to walk, painful, still Baba would go around, and there was so much love Baba had. And so he come to dining room. But then Baba, one time, Baba was on his bed, and he asked me to bring my son. So we had kept a big piece of material, we call it a bed sheet, old one, double, and put it near Baba, where Baba's feet would be on the bed. There, put the big piece of cloth there, and then Mastan was free. He, like other dogs, he wouldn't run away. As soon as he was free, he'd wag his tail, look at me, I said, go to Baba, Mastan, go to Baba. And so he'd run and come romping to Baba's room and face Baba's bed like this. And he didn't wag his tail very much, slight wag his tail and look at Baba. And so Baba patched his bed, said, come up. So Mastan would give a very, how is it, big leap, you know, and come on Baba's bed and sit down and very happy, and then look at us like, so to show that, see where I am sitting, you know. Yeah. Baba's bed. He was very nice, quite proud of himself. So then Baba said, bring food, and I brought food. So Baba took all the best bits of mutton from the food and give it to him. Just a piece of bread with the soup, you know, the meat. Baba told me, you give that outside to him. And then, of course, Baba said, this to Mastan. Baba first pat him and all that, cuddle him a little bit, and then, this means, come down. I said, Mastan, come down, Mastan, come on, Mastan. Then Mastan would jump down, and then go to the kitchen veranda, and there give us food, and Mastan would eat it. But that was for 2-3 years, Baba fed him on Baba's own bed. Well, then after that, Baba, when Baba was at a dining table, that time Baba was served food. Baba still take high protein. So his spice dal or curry had mutton in it, you know, a piece of mutton. Maybe 6 pieces of mutton, or 7. Tiny, tiny pieces of mutton. I didn't even look nice and small, so they were in the curry. So I served the rice. If the rice is enough, Baba put his hand to say it's enough, and then the curry, and then all the pieces of mutton, and everything just right. And then Baba, as he was, before he started to eat, before Baba would start to eat, he would take up each mutton and line it around his plate, around the plate. So we thought he's going to eat it last. So we don't know. Anyway, the 2-3 pieces aside or so, and then Baba ate his food, and we ate our food. And after that, Baba, when Baba finished eating, he said, I finished eating, I want to wash my hands. He said, no, Baba, you haven't eaten the mutton. You have to eat. And doctor said you have to take protein. Baba said, no, that is for Mastan. But Baba, Mastan has his own food ready there. This is your share. You must eat it. Baba said, no. I want to give it to Mastan. I feel happy to give it to him. And Mastan is happy to eat it. So we both are happy. Why not? So we said, all right, Baba. And so Baba tell me to free Mastan and bring him. So Mastan comes straight to Baba and sit near Baba's dining chair and look up at Baba, expecting him. Baba to give him each little piece. Very lovingly, Baba gave it to Mastan. Take more. You know, Baba pushed towards Baba. I said, Baba, he'll reach for it himself. They like me. Fasting, there's so much you must eat fasting. I was so like this, we'd love to give some food to someone or animal. He loved those animals very much, so he would feed Master all this. The next day we said, now we must send for more meat, because if Baba's going to give that much mustard, Baba must have a few more bits of mutton for himself. He has to eat protein, doctor said. So then we sent for more meat, and then there was more meat in his curry after 2 days. Oh, the Baba was smiling at us. Now he knows the trick that we've done was to serve him more meat, that he should eat more. And so my son's 4 or 5 little bits were there, and Baba ate 2 bits more than every time. So that's how Baba had his meat and gave my son to eat, because my son Baba loved very much. Then when there was biscuit to eat, I gave, you know, at the time, breakfast time, my son was there, my son coming, Baba would tell, let him come in, and so Baba would give him a piece of biscuit or karak chapati. So my son would be eating here, the pita under the table. Pita was short, so you come under the table, and near his Baba's knees, Pita would put his head here, and wag his tail, and say, yeah, I'm also here, Baba, son. And so Baba would give him under the table a half a biscuit, and a whole biscuit to Master. A little bit to Peter, and a whole biscuit to Master. And then Baba's now finished now. Come on, we go, and so on. And that is how Baba loved them both much. Then Master is sweet every day from Baba's hand, and being tied up like this, very strict and all that. Aloba had to take him for walks. For 1.5 hours or more, Baba said, very far away, long walk, because he was all day long not free to have his exercise, so he was given good exercise at that time anyway. But he has a strength that one day he gave a lurch to run after a squirrel or something on the way. So one lurch, and poor Aloba, he fell down because of so much strength in his neck, Mustang years. He could even, I think, 2 men can fall down, he has a strength. So now what happened was this, that then this went on for quite some time. I should teach my son some tricks and all that. And yes, I taught my son to kiss Baba. You know, I said, kiss Baba. So my son should put a long nose towards Baba, you know, and Baba from far, just a quarter inch away, Baba could kiss my son. Rather, you know, very sweet. And then the near his bed also, near the dining table also, Baba used to kiss Mustan. Then he was given the food. Every time he used to kiss Baba first, and then he got his food. I don't know if I'm missing anything, but anyway, then years passed by and so on. When Baba came from the Mandali here, and then he came walking inside Mustan, right in the middle where this first chair is, Baba had to come shortcut because his leg is uncomfortable to walk. Baba, the Baba said, no, don't disturb him. Never mind. Baba will come from, you know, longer cut like this, broad cut like this, and then come to his room. He wouldn't want Mustang to be disturbed. Yes, and so on. Now, so many years have passed by, you know, in 69, and when Baba dropped his body, Mustang did not know he was in the back of this, near the kitchen. So naturally, when Mustang did not see Baba for a whole month, you know, February, then he started to stop eating Mustang. So I put the food there, nice mutton, everything to his taste, you know, he did not eat it. So I had to make it soft, you know, the meat, make it soft and put it on his tongue inside. But he would spit it out, he wouldn't eat it. And I had to push it down behind the throat, you know, the small tongue, whatever, right? Yeah, and there push it down, so he had to swallow it. Unwillingly, he swallowed it. But like this, every day, twice, doing this was a big job. Anyway, we had to do it. But I knew Baba wanted him to be fed. And so naturally, he didn't want to eat. He was missing Baba, and so on. And then one day I was near the dining table, and nobody was there. I saw my son come in the dining table, near the dining table, and where Baba's chair is. He went there, around behind Baba's chair, very slowly walked around, and he saw God was not at the dining table. And then he came and sort of how one was silent, and he went to, in the middle of the room, he lay down and slept. And then one day after that, 2-3 days after that, one day Meru saw, I didn't see, Meru saw must have gone to Baba's room. He never went to Baba's room unless he's called. He never used to go there. But this time he went inside himself. So Mary was very surprised. My son's going to Baba's room. Why? So she followed a little bit from back and saw my son walking from Baba's, the foot of his Baba's bed. He walked around the bed. All along he was with Baba. You know, the head part is that part of the bed. And all around very slowly walked, and then he came out, and as if heaving a sigh, he would lie down in the middle of the room, you know. But he never liked to eat his food, and so on. So in both places where Baba is to be dining table and his own bed, so he saw that Baba is not in both places, then he missed Baba more, you know. Anyway, he did not want to eat, and then by that time we had to come to Guru Prasad for darshan, you know, Baba's darshan. And so before leaving, I felt that this Maslan is sort of kind of ill, he won't eat, and so who knows. So I said Baba's name before starting to go in the car. I first patted Maslan on the head and said Baba's name and asked Baba's help and to make it easy for him and to see to Maslan. So same Baba, Baba, so I patted his head. And then, of course, we came to Pune. And that was end of March. In April, then, 18 days, on 18th of April, I think, Maslan died there. So he actually did not eat. The poor, you know, same. That she very loving, and she loved animals, and she loved gardening and nature like me. But poor thing, she had to do cooking, but she didn't like to do, but she used to help Naja cook and all that. It's good that she did, because she's trained and she now can do so much. Even for Alan, and before Alan also in other kitchens, she did much work. So she always took care of Maslan and Peter and has spared them always. Coming, going, she kept an eye. Oh, this one hasn't eaten his, he's eaten just the meat and all, he left the chapatis, now he's hungry. So she would remember to give it to him back after two hours, something, put in front of the animal that now he must be. So they would eat it. So she would take much care that way. But he used to be with Baba, so she would be doing that. So she cared for Maslan. So when we left for Pune for the Sisna induction, I told her to see to Maslan. She said, of course, I always do and I will see to it. But she did her best, but Maslan did not live. 17 or 18, April. It must this what's her name? Save. She did a lot of, she gave a lot of love and she, what do you call it? Looked out, cared for both the dogs. But Peter died first, 1965, and Maslan, 69. Always 13th year is very difficult for dogs in India. 13th year. And it was, did not complete 13, it was just 12 and 13 was going on. And Peter's was 13, it was complete. But they don't live any long. But when Peter lived that long, the veterinary was very surprised that these spaniels, what do you call them, cocker spaniels, they don't live more than 8 years in the summer heat. And Peter lived quite for 13 years. So Baba was very pleased with Maslan, you know, and he didn't roam anywhere, and all the time kept strict to go for a walk with, you know, Aluba taking a walk. He didn't have a run by himself, enjoy. And so once Aluba saw a deer, so he knew that Maslan would run after the deer, so he quickly turned Maslan's head and started walking fast towards home. That if he started chasing deer, and Aluba couldn't control, he knew that the strength Maslan had. So Maslan might get lost, you know, running after the deer, and it would be nice. So he guided him towards the house. That way, Alva was very careful, because he knew Baba, how Baba would like it to be. and so on. But and when there were rats to be caught, you know, Peter would catch the rats. Must I also run and see what's Peter doing? He wasn't interested at all in rats. He liked big game, you know. Hmm. He wasn't a ratter because he was not a Spaniard, see. Peter. So I must have run to see Peter that he catches rats. And so on. Yeah, this then, because he was so strict and every day ate from Baba's hand and all the time, every day in this living room in the afternoon and with Baba. And being a dog, he was very loving towards Baba and all that. And there was long and short of this is that Baba was very listening with him. Please, one day Baba said, I will give Mastan, when Mastan drops his body, I will see that he gets a human form. So that's a very rare thing to jump from a dog's listening form to a human form is a great thing. You cannot jump from so many birds, there have to be, you know, a horse and a monkey and ape and what all goes on for how many years you have to take this birth and go through so many years of whatever, you know, this life. And so that was all cut away, yes. And just a big jump from animal to human, only Baba can do it. For Mastan he said that, I know. But for Peter, Baba did not say that. But when Peter was dying, Baba told me to say, yes, Dan Parvardhika, Baba, give Peter, see that Peter has human form. And I remember Baba telling me that, so when Peter was dying, I was loudly praying, you know, like that. So, money says, but Baba is not, for Peter, Baba did not say, I well remember it. She has to think that way, but when Peter was dying, I was saying this, Baba told me to repeat. And Baba knows his work, like, Baba Jan said, Khuda ki baate, Khuda hi jaane. God's ways only God knows.
Yes. Yeah. Baba.
Baba. So Mastan was the fortunate. He was the most loved and most fortunate. What do you call pet? Yeah. Baba had many pets, you know. Even chums in Mehrabad. No, Baba loved Mastan more. And Mastan loved Baba. Yeah. And then we said about Shiva. But I'll tell you just one word about Mastan, how fortunate he was. Yes, ma'am?
Well,
yeah.
Lunchtime. I don't know.
Okay.
Go ahead. Turn quickly.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. So Mastan was most fortunate pet, Baba's pet. Baba loved Mastan. Baba had many pets, but the most loved pet was Mastan. And Mastan was very fortunate to be fed by Baba, to be cared for by Baba. And also to love Baba himself. Baba, Mastan loved Baba very dearly, and Baba himself loved Mastan. So Baba said he will have a human form. So he was very fortunate that way, because Mastan died for Baba. He pined away, and so he's not with Baba now, but he must be born. So but I would like to know
where
he must be a Baba love. And Baba even said this, that not just any ordinary person, Baba did that. It means lover God, like Baba, lover, Baba lover. And Baba said, he'd be a very nice, perfect, good person, like not just ordinary man, but one who loves God. And then I was very happy for my son. So, and he died, and I said, no, man, it's okay. But he has lived his life, but to Baba's blessings is a great thing. So that's how, that's only pet Baba said that. Then we tell you about Shiva. Hey, Baba.
Hey, Baba.
So Baba had to fill the mood.
Show you more.
And the same thing I told you about my grandson. Yeah. 2 years back.
When did Baba say that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
You were saying about the Baba. What was that Baba said? Don't ask me.
Baba said, well, you know, people used to come to Baba for children, for money, for wealth, for their cases in the court. for their difficulties. They used to approach Baba. And they used to say, Baba, please help us in this way. So one day it used to happen, Baba said, let me drop my body. Don't disturb me. Let me drop my body. And whatever you'll ask from my tomb, you'll get.
That was the sitar.
No, this was later on. That was Meraja. And you know, at the time of dropping body of Baba, on perhaps in the month of December, Baba dropped his body. So perhaps on 16th or so, I received a postcard of Bhauji, in which was written, Baba wants you to write one last letter and don't write thereafter. That letter is still with me. You may see if you like. I brought it along with me. देखो ना भाव जी ने लिखा कि बाबा चाहते हैं एक अंतिम पत्र बाबा को लिखो उसके बाद कभी कोई पत्र मत तो मुझे तो आई सेट एक्चुअली आई गॉट वरीड एंड नाउ आई एम प्रोहिबिटेड टू राइट टू बाबा एनी हाउ एंड इट वाज आल्सो रिटन इन दैट लेटर यू राइट दैट लेटर बट डोंट एक्सपेक्ट एनी रिप्लाई नो आई वेंट आफ्टर द मैरिज ऑफ अमृत आई लेफ्ट द प्लेस आई वेंट टू होम बोल यू नो आफ्टर द मैरिज ऑफ अमृत व्हेन आई वेंट बैक टू माय होम देन वन डे आई रिसीव द लेटर ऑफ भाऊजी एंड इन व्हिच वाज रिटन राइट बाबा वांट्स यू टू राइट वन लास्ट लेटर एंड डोंट राइट देयर आफ्टर सो नेचुरली आई मस्ट गेट टू रीड आई वाज प्रोहिबिटेड टू राइट टू बाबा And it also was written that Baba will hear it, but don't expect any reply. But anyhow, I received it. Then I wrote a letter. And after some days, on 31st of January, I received a letter of Erich. He must have written on 26th or so, but I received it on 31st of January. And in apart from so many other things, it was written there, but how Baba has become so weak, but how it will be possible for him to give darshan even while reclining on bed. Baba used to say, I will be very strong, I won't get tired, I will give darshan reclining on bed, keep a pillow under my head. In this way he used to say. But how it will be possible for Baba to give darshan even while reclining on bed? And in the evening, in the night, I received the telegram that Baba had dropped the body. I rushed towards here. I came and I saw Baba was giving darshan reclining on bed. Pillow was under his head. Without getting tired, the queue was going on from the whole day, whole night, whole day, whole night. Without any break, the queue was after the cup just now thandi ho jaye. I got garam pita hua chai. Lekin aaj zara
So
these are the things happening. You know, my parents were just going towards Himalayas, their native place, and on the road, on the way, there is a temple of Shatrughna, the youngest brother of Ram. Our relatives were mahant of that place. So my parents stayed there. But in the night of some time, my mother received pains of childbirth. And you know, in Hindu temples, childbirth is prohibited in the temple. In the temple, so in hurry they erected one small tent under a tree. My mother was taken there in that tent, and after my birth, I was washed in Ganges water, and again taken to in the temple building. So naturally I was born under a tree. That was Tamil tree. And it so happened, once we were just passing, Eris was also there. I was first time. Baba must have come so many times, but through that way.
This was outside of the, not in
the... No, it is in the Rishikesh. That is in Dehradun. Rishikesh is a suburb, a town. Yes. That temple is in Rishikesh.
This was when Baba first came here.
No, no, after so many times. Once this to happen, Baba wanted to go to Sevananda Ashram. And that ashram is also in Rishikesh. So we were going towards Sevananda Ashram. And in between is their temple. Then while going that way, Baba just with a finger poked my stomach. Yes, Baba, you were born under this tree. In this way, Baba, you were born under this tree. Baba, how did you know? And then I said, So these are things.